for you. In Colorado, I know.
Catholic.
That's what I wanted.
72 Johnson 13 Goldwater. Jew 84 Johnson 9 Goldwater. Protestant 51 Johnson 31 Goldwater. Other 6324.
Well, that surprises me a little, but that's...
They're getting him, Mr. President.
Yes?
Just a moment.
Analyzed by respondents who consider themselves Democrats by economic level. That other was everybody.
Oh.
Now these, the Democrats, 72% in the A group vote for me, 28% vote for Goldwater. That's in the top.
That's in the bracket, top bracket.
Top 3%.
Mm-hmm.
In the second bracket, 73 for me and 18 for Goldwater.
Mm-hmm.
In the third bracket, 80 for me and 11 for Goldwater. In the fourth bracket, 84 for me and 11 for Goldwater.
That's sure.
But most of the rest are undecided.
That's the landslide proportion.
Analyzed by respondents who consider themselves a Democrat and live in the Northeast and Midwest. The Northeast, the Democrats, 87 for me, 6 for Goldwater. The Midwest, 85 to 3. The South, 63 to 26. The Far West, 87 to 6.
Well, that's an encouraging poll. Tremendous poll.
Yeah, it's not that good in the South. He's ahead of it in the South.
Well, I look for the South to be pretty close.
If these men were nominated to go with Johnson as his running mate, which one might make you decide to vote for Johnson? Humphrey, 1% would vote for Johnson. Kennedy, 2%. Mansfield, 0%. McNamara, 1%. Stevenson, 2%. So only Kennedy has 2% that would vote for me if he were on the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
If he were to be nominated, which one might keep you from voting for Johnson? 1% would keep me if Humphrey. 4% if Kennedy. 4% wouldn't vote for me if Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds like Colorado.
There you are, sir.
Yes?
Hello, Mr.
Yes, Mr. Speaker.
Yeah, that fellow Sam Alinsky, what the hell's his name? I don't know what his name is. But
yeah.
That thing, that poison's floating around.
Yeah, it's been floating around by the NAM, and it's all a lie, but you can't denounce the man because somebody starts a lie on
him. Well, can I tell him that he won't be given any points?
No, I wouldn't say that about Capone.
Yeah.
You can tell him that I've never had him mentioned to me, that he's never been recommended, that I've never considered it, and that I couldn't and wouldn't think of what I was going to do unless I had the authority to do it. And that this is pure propaganda lie.
Yeah. All right, Mr. President.
My judgment is that he will be nominated for Assistant Secretary of Defense next January. He's been with McNamara for 3 years.
Yeah.
And this is just like this is a McCarthy-type action, which you're going to see a lot more of during Goldwater's administration.
Yeah, I know.
But how they would know when I don't know, that answers the question itself.
I understand. I thoroughly agree with you, but you understand my calling up.
Sure, sure. I just say that I talked to the president. He told me, number one, he had never considered him or thought of him in connection with any place, number one. Number two, that no one had ever talked to him about him, recommended him otherwise. At number three, he had made no commitments to anyone on any appointment and would not do so either for or against until the bill was passed.
Yep.
But I don't think you need to worry about me doing anything that's very bad.
All right, fine. This is enough for me to talk around.
I talked to George Mahon today, and he told me he was going to help us.
Yeah.
And I think we're in pretty good shape. Ray Roberts is going to work with us in that delegation. And I've got some of the doubtful ones off and some of the others wanting to help.
I just had lunch today with this fellow, the Democratic nominee from Florida, and the delegation was there, and he was helping out all. He spoke up and he said, I don't know anything about the legislation, but he said, I was police commissioner for 15 years. All I know is that something's got to be done to meet this unemployment situation, to meet these dropouts and these other things. And he looks as though he's going to go right down to town with you.
Unemployment figures this afternoon dropped from 5.1 to 4.9.
Oh, that's the first time below 5.
First time below 5. Now, some of them will say that's why you don't need this.
Yeah.
But of the ones that are unemployed, 13.5% of them are young people. So if we could get these 13% taken care of, it'd probably drop to 3.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do.
Those unemployed, 13.5%.
Are young people.
Yeah.
So, we've dropped that from 16 to 13.
Yeah, dropped from 5.1 to 4.9?
Right, correct.
I got you. I again want to express my deep thanks for what you said last night, Mr. President.
I just felt that way. I couldn't say anything else. I just saw you and I just felt that way.
Well, I was deeply touched and, I told Harriet, of course, that thrilled her.
I talked to Jones in Alabama. He said he wants to help if he can, but he doesn't know. I talked to Fuquay of Florida. He told me he would go with us. I talked to Flint of Georgia. He's going to try to help us.
Yeah, I've talked with all of them.
I talked to Hagen. He's going to try to help us.
Yeah.
I had Jordan talk to Henderson and Carnegie. We think we're going to get them. Do you think so?
I don't know. I'll have to talk with them. That's one group that has this Simulinski or whatever his name is, they're floating around from the North Carolina delegation.
Mahon is going to be with us. Roberts is going to be with us. I talked to Hardy. He wouldn't say.
I talked to Hardy.
I talked to Macmillan, and he said that he would give some thought to it.
Yeah.
Bennett is not going to be here. He's in Mayo Hospital, Bennett of Michigan,
yeah.
Republican. How's it look to you today?
Close. It'll be won or lost by 5 votes, in my opinion. And, of course, my judgment, just between ourselves, I couldn't say anything was to bring up this Southeast thing on Monday because there'd be more here tomorrow for that than there would be otherwise. And for example, Herlon was going to be away tomorrow. He's going to be here because of that Southeast and he's against this. Bob Sykes, you got the dope with Sykes. I talked with him and he told me he's against it.
Oh, I thought he was going to try to help us.
Yeah, well, he told me he's against it.
When was this?
Just 3 quarters of an hour ago.
Well, why didn't you put the resolution over to Monday?
Well, I don't know. Can't really be misunderstood now.
Well, I don't think so. I'd say that there are going to be a bunch of folks not here, and you want to get a report written on it. And that I put it over to Monday if you think it. I don't know whether any of them are changed or not. Might help us get some of ours back, too.
Yeah, well, it would help the other side, too. I don't know how many would be away. There's about 390 answered the call today, and there'd probably be more tomorrow, don't you see?
I would say 400. I guess you just got to bring it up.
I would think so. Because if you don't bring that up now, if it comes out of committee, it'll be a lot of misunderstanding throughout the world. And, I would think so.
Well, I'm sure surprised at Bob Sykes.
Yeah.
We thought we had him.
Yeah, well, he's left to go to Florida and he's coming back tomorrow. Yeah, I know you did. I know we did, too. I was putting it on him. I just at the table, and I opened it. I put it on cold to them.
Did he give you any reason?
No. He also told Carl too. I got the warning this morning from Carl Vinson about him. That's why I got the first one was from Carl Vinson. So I followed through. Now Charlie Buckley'd be here tomorrow. He wasn't going to be here, but he said he'd be here for me. He's a little bit peeved, you know, on some things. But that's neither here nor there. I'm not going to give you any headaches. My job is to give you to help as much as humanly possible, and one of the ways is not to give you headaches. But he promised to be here. He wasn't going to be here adamant and so forth, and I just put it on a personal basis. And no, I said, well, I'll think it over, Charlie, now, John McCormick. And then he called me back in 15 minutes. I'm flying up from Washington, New York, and I'll be back tomorrow to vote. So that's a little happier than that.
Have we done anything to him here to hurt his feelings?
Well, this is now, I don't want you to repeat.
All right.
It's only for your person.
No.
He is of the impression that you called off Franklin Roosevelt campaigning for him.
No, I don't know anything about it.
That's the impression he had, that Roosevelt was supposed to go in and campaign for him. And apparently he got the story that Roosevelt was called off you. Now you ask me, I'd rather not tell you, but I don't want you to, this is just between ourselves, like a confession.
I wrote a letter for him.
Yeah, you ask me. You're the president, and I tell you, that's just the thing.
I'll look, see what could cause that.
Yeah, that's what's in his mind.
Well, I've been cussed all over the country for writing a letter for him.
Well, he's going to be back anyway.
And he gave out the letter and claimed it as an endorsement in the primary. Well, that's okay. Well, we'll have to.
But fortunately for me, his opponent sent me a wire making a protest against him, and I wired him back. I just ignored the protest and said that I'm for making some kind of an investigation or some other damn thing. I wrote back and said I'm for Buckley renomination, the re-election of Congressman Buckley, because he was released, and I just did it cold-bloodedly.
Have you got any other good news? Anything besides Sykes being off?
Not yet. We got to do a little repair job in the North Carolina delegation of Ms. Yamalitsky.
Well, go do it and just tell him you've talked to me and I've given you assurance. I have not considered him. Nobody's recommended him. I'm not entertaining any thought of appointing him. I wouldn't say that I wouldn't appoint anybody, but that I'm not going to appoint anybody unless I talk to you.
All right, Mr. President.